Chances are you've heard some of the horror stories leading up to this year's Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, from blocked toilets and unfinished buildings to toxic water and even a political coup. But with the Olympics just days away, well, you can see where this is going. KCRW's Frances Anderton did some digging and found the Games might just come together after all. She's the host of Design and Architecture, which airs every Tuesday on KCRW, and she's here with this week's DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Eric.
First, let's address the elephant in the room. The Olympics in Brazil are getting so much negative press, even before the Games begin. Is that common?
Well, it turns out that right back in 1896, rumors persisted then that the stadium being built for the first modern games in Athens was not finished in time. And there was a furious exchange of letters in the London Times. So this is not the first time it's happened. I'm sure many of us can more recently remember Sochi.
Yes.
Right up to the start of the Sochi Winter Olympics, we heard about infrastructure being unfinished. We heard about blocked toilets and so on. So no, this is not the first time, but Brazil does seem to have a whole mess of problems that have made the stories particularly colorful leading up to the Games.
A particularly complex mix. I understand an LA-based firm actually created the master plan for the Games, and you spoke with them?
That's right. There's a very large firm in LA called AECOM. They're a huge engineering, architecture, and construction firm. They have a team. They're a sports team helmed by a man called Bill Hanway. He's their global sports leader. They worked on the London Olympics 2012. They are working on LA 2024. And yes, indeed, their team put together the master plan for the Rio Olympics.
Now, there's something unique about the actual structures in Rio. Could you tell us about that?
Well, what's interesting about the structures in Rio is what they're trying to do is avoid what has happened in some previous Olympics, where you're left with what's called white elephants, costly, showy structures.
Right.
We might all remember the wonderful, beautiful bird's nest in Beijing.
Right, right.
But it hasn't been used much since. Brazil wants to avoid this, and what they have tried to accomplish is something called nomadic architecture. That's how they're terming it. The idea is that you either reuse existing buildings or you build buildings that can be disassembled and rebuilt as something else, the goal being that there is a long-term impact for Brazilians.
So does the success of Rio have anything to do with LA's bid for the Olympics in 2024?
Yes, in as much as LA will be looking at how the Rio Olympics go. And certainly Bill Hanway, who was in Rio this week, he says he's going there partly to monitor the work they've done in Rio, but also as an observer on behalf of the LA 2024 Olympic biz team. He's obviously very curious. So the goal with the LA bid is not to put too high a burden on the taxpayer. Here's Bill Hanway.
What we're absolutely focused on is a financially viable game entirely privately funded here, and we'll be taking the advantage of some of the great venues that are already in place.
And those great venues include the Convention Center, Staples, StubHub Center, Galen. They've looked around across the five counties at buildings that can be repurposed for the duration of the Games. They're also LA Coliseum, which first was in a Games 1932,
That's
then
right.
again 1984.
That's right.
It's going to have another coming out party in 2024 if LA wins that bid.
Well, the opening ceremony of the 2016 Olympics in Rio is this Friday. Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Eric.